Time for yet another episode. Should I say yet another episode? I like the word episode. I like the episode. What's going on out there, Ruth? From Ruth Epstein, who is, as far as I can tell, never home. But that's something for it's a discussion for her and her family. But
yes, it was certainly this weekend. We didn't see the front door too much.
Except on your way out, or did you go out the back door? Just checking. Never mind. Just idle curiosity. Where did you go first, and what did you have the best time doing? I know you're not allowed to say.
Well, I think we ought to start with the news here in Kent of the passing of Henry Kissinger. That was certainly the buzz around town. You know, he died here at the age of 100 this past week, and he really was an integral figure here. You know, as big as he was around the world as a diplomat, there were many people who knew him well and talked about his generosity and his being approachable. There are lots of good Henry Kissinger stories. One of particular note is everyone remembers him with the late designer Oscar De La Renta, who also lived here in Kent, coming to the Fireman's Fair every year and eating sausage and pepper sandwiches and playing bingo. And, I mean, there was, as I say, very approachable. There's also the story of the blueberries. When the Kissingers bought their property, it had been a blueberry farm run by the Hendersons. And when the Kissingers bought it, they did not want people coming through their property for blueberries. So he gave them to Kent School, and they replanted them up on the girls' school campus, which is now Marvelwood. But and they are free for the picking. Anybody can go up there and pick them. And they're so part of the town that they were starting to really need some work. And the American Rescue Plan group gave money to have them restored this past year. So, as I say, they were an important part of this town, and as was Kissinger. So that was big news here in Kent.
Right. And what was equally not Kent centric, but equally interesting is the number of notables that died last week.
Yeah.
As I said, not necessarily Kent centric, but what you had,
well,
Kissinger,
Sandra Day O'Connor.
I was just
She made an appearance here. She spoke in Kent many years ago through the Kent Library Program. So, yeah.
Yep.
A lot of
anybody at that level has probably come through Kent at some point. I don't know about Rosalind Carter, but I think that I would think that given the library, given Kissinger, and given the various worthies, it was a big transition week.
I mean, we're getting lots of people come. I mean, this is a real. It's always interesting to me when I go to lectures and all these big names are speaking, and they say, "Oh yes, I have a home in the Berkshires or Litchfield County." I mean, it really is a retreat for a lot of people to get away from it all. So. We're lucky to live here. Okay, two big meetings this week. The cidery meeting in Cornwall continues. This is the application from Jane and Ian Ridgway, son and wife of First Selectman Gordon Ridgway, want to put a cidery up on their property, on their farm on Town Street. The first hearing brought in a lot of concerns about the placement of the building, which was pretty close to the road. Now, so the Ridgeways have come back with a different plan, moving it back 700 feet off Town Street. However, with the new plan, because there are increased costs, they have added certain things to the venue, such as an entertainment venue four times a year with food trucks and music. And so while people were very appreciative of them moving the building back as requested, now the concerns are focused on the venue and what might happen there during these events. That hearing will be continued once again. The zoning board wants to take a site walk. That's one of the reasons that they are continuing it. And they also need to look at the Inland Wetlands Commission needs to put its say in there. And then over in Sharon, it was a huge crowd for this solar panel proposal at Sharon Center School. Originally it passed with 14 people attending a selectmen's meeting. And then when people got wind of it, saying they had no idea what was happening, a petition was circulated and calling for a town meeting and a referendum. Well, the town meeting was this past week, and there were well over 100 people there, very concerned about, again, you know, the view of looking at these solar panels from mostly the neighbors. Some had questions about solar, and but the pros, you know, talked about how much money it will save in electricity for the school and plans for plantings to buffer the look of the solar panels.
What about the ground?
What do you mean?
Well, the ground. I don't know what the right words are because I'm not technically, but it mucks with the, you know, it drips bad blank into the ground, so the little ground animals don't, they just get fried. So I can't imagine that the plants would do very well.
That was just, you know, some people brought that up, the environmental aspects of it.
Well, it's just like look, if I had been at the electric meetings, you know, way back when, I would have said, what about the poles? Like, do we really need those? Like, they're kind of ugly. So I'm just, you know, I'm just annoying. I'm sorry. But it's just that is left out, but it's just horrible. It's like windmills, you know. Oh, it's great. It's money saving, except that they, A, the motors freeze, and B, they chop up birds, and literally, and C, never mind. But it's like, this is part of what needs to be weighed, obviously, and I'm just always shocked at the lack of, I mean, it's like, oh, well, the environmental, it's like, no, these are common sense things. It's like, if you got something in your yard that's causing damage to the ecosystem in your own yard, like, what? I'm sorry. What, so, but I don't know what, so, carry on.
Okay, well, those concerns, not so much, mostly the views, and there is a nature trail there that was put in by a Mr. Kellerman, Andrew Kellerman. Well, the land was sold, it did belong to the Jensen family. They sold it to the town, and Mr. Kellerman asked to put in a nature trail for the children, which is there. And there was a lot of talk about the nature trail not being used and being neglected, and, you know, hopefully with this project it will be reestablished and helped. But anyway, the point is the meeting adjourned, and there will be a referendum January 5th from noon to 8 p.m. at the town hall. And this is to basically rescind the approval that was given by the selectmen.
To rescind the approval and then resume the process? Or
I don't know. Oh, maybe it'll just die in the vine.
I was just curious. I just didn't know what the
selectman will have to deal with that. Casey Flanagan, the new first selectman, said the work has started because the selectman approved it at that meeting a few months ago. So the town, if the town decides not to go forward, it will lose between $40,000 and $50,000 for work that's already been done. That was brought up at the meeting.
Okay, all right. So, but essentially, the referendum. Essentially, the referendum is whether they should go ahead or not. Is that the?
Yeah, it's okay. Basically asking. The question is, do you want to voluntarily give up this town-owned property? Relinquish. That was the word, relinquish, and that got a lot of play during the meeting. Do you really want to relinquish something? So, Again, we'll tune in on January 5th to get
okay.
the results.
Oh, we have reasons to live. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, it's like stay tuned for this episode. Stay tuned for
exactly.
the next episode. It's like, okay. And no word on old Vance? We're going to be old before. You know, any word on new Vance? Or is that still?
Nothing. Haven't heard
okay.
anything.
All right.
And I guess that appeal is still being looked at.
Adjudicated.
Adjudicated by OHS. We'll see. It's funny how, you know, it's in the headlines and then it sort of gets waylaid for a while.
Oh, it's not just, let's just say that's not just local.
Right.
I've been watching that for years. Like, and people's attention spans have actively been, you know, basically accordion, smacked, compressed. And so now they don't even notice. Like, now you go from Wednesday to Friday, and it's like, hey, wasn't there an invasion in such and such? And like a
mm-hmm.
couple of, oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah, true.
But
we have another referendum coming up 2 days after this, January 5th. I believe it's January 7th. Region 1 School District is going to be asking everyone in all the towns at a referendum to appropriate $5.6 million for all kinds of renovations to the Housatonic Valley Regional High School, including redoing the cafeteria, the auditorium, the whole slew of things being put into this. They'll be discussing it tonight at the Region 1. They will discuss it Monday. They're planning to at the Region 1 Board of Ed meeting, and we'll have more information on that.
So they will discuss it. They're going to discuss it on December 4th.
Correct.
All right. And this will be played December 5th, but we'll have more information from December 4th.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The luminaries were put up at around the Sharon Green this weekend, along with their tree lighting ceremony, and it is really a scene to behold when you drive through the town and see 1,500 of these lights ringing the green. This is a project in its fourth year put on by the Salisbury Sharon Ambulance, and each luminary has someone's name on it, either in memorial or in honor of, or even some pets, names. You can stroll and read them all. It's a Herculean
task.
Endeavor.
Yep.
They get together at the firehouse and they have to fill all these 1,500 bags and label them and then.
Oh no, it's amazing! And then it's for a short period, and seems like invariably, I don't know. It just yesterday Sunday the 3rd was just very drippy.
Yeah, I was out there Sunday and. I wanted to really see them lit up, and I just couldn't wait any longer. I had to finally go, but it's really magnificent, and they'll probably be done just about tonight. And then lots of people take them home, and
I am looking out the window on the green and Sharon. They are gone.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But the tree is lit, and the creche is there.
Yeah.
The tree's not literally lit. By the way, where is the tree? Ha! Another question. The creche is there. Is the menorah near the tree?
The menorah will be in past years. It's been near the creche.
Okay, because this is how old Robin Hood Radio is and how long I've been here. That tree has been out the window for forever until they redid the green.
Mm. Yeah, so it's moved down south a bit, right? Or is it? Still there. There's a tree down a little bit south that I took a picture of.
Well, all that's there is the creche. So that's where the menorah is going to go.
And the menorah should be up on Thursday night.
Okay.
The first night of Hanukkah.
All right.
Holiday store is still going at the high school. Anyone who, you know, really needs some decorations, that's a wonderful place to do it and support the students as well.
Have they run out of trees, or are they?
I
don't know yet.
Don't know.
Okay.
I hope not. But they have poinsettias, and they have roping and lots of beautiful things. And the kids do such a great job. And there's another production night of making wreaths on Thursday, which is
the 7th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. December 7th. Okay.
December 7th from 7:30 to 9 or so at the high school, and it's such a fun evening.
Everybody is usually rather joyous, and it smells so good, and it's just
and they're cutting down all these boughs. It's wonderful.
Yep.
Okay, on Monday evening, we have the three meetings. Always a busy night. The Canaan Board of Selectmen meet on, December 4th.
Yep.
The Salisbury Board of Selectmen. And these have new members, so they'll be interesting to see, as well as the Region 1 Board meets on December 4th.
Okay.
And tomorrow night, on December 5th, the Cornwall Board of Selectmen meets. And again, new people. All these boards have new people, so.
What do they say? Elections have consequences.
Exactly. So, and there are lots of other things going on.
I know, but we can only do. We can, frankly, really and truly, with all love in the world, there's only so much a single person can do. But this is why. People in their communities really are. It's incumbent upon them to get out there and see what's going on, and in fact, act as act as reporters. Report in.
Right.
Don't just have to wait for someone to bring you the news. She said,
and I mean, this was so evident at that solar meeting. Half the people said, "I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing." Well, you have to.
You have to engage. And again, Marshall did a yeoman's job here, but there's no possible way that he could keep up with everything. And a lot of people said, and I will go back to this, they said, we didn't know who was elected because we didn't have Marshall to tell us. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's, totally sad, and I really appreciate that. But no one called to me to say that we would check this out and get you the information.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
you have to be.
You have to participate a little bit. What I'm just saying is, and there are people who participate a lot, so obviously they're accepted from this comment. But
of course,
a little help is always welcome.
Mm.
And
yes,
and as you say, the solar story is a good one because it's like oops. Suddenly, it's like, wait, slow your roller for a second. It was a little, and it's not that anyone is necessarily being nefarious. It's just that, it's like, you didn't know, and everyone there was okay with it, so voila.
Yeah, and it was 14 people.
Yeah.
You have to just make yourself aware of things. The Salisbury Forum, by the way, had an interesting talk on
robots?
December 1st on pandemic. Dr. Shepard from Sharon, who's an infectious disease doctor at Yale and also grows hops on his Sharon farm, spoke to forum is always a well-attended meeting, and actually it was a rather grim look at pandemics, and people came out of there informed but concerned. Those programs are really fabulous. You get to listen to all these lectures free of charge, and they get top people.
No, just like the Kent Library, So it's just we have always said, we have always said, you can get excellent information or forget the adjective. You can get information about just about anything from. People whose specialty it is to convey that information.
Yeah. And one other thing coming up, which might interest some people, going to be a talk by an author who wrote the book about George Santos. We all know George Santos is these days, who was recently expelled from the U.S. House of Representatives. The author is going to be speaking on Sunday, coming, whatever date, at the Colonial Theater in Canaan.
Sunday the 10th? Is it the 10th?
At Colonial Theater in Kent.
Right.
In Canaan.
Right. No, but is it on the 10th? December 10th?
Sunday.
Okay. Sunday is December 10th, 3 to 5 in Canaan Colonial Theater. That should be interesting because, again, one of the others, just like those poor little creatures getting zapped by the solar panels, there is another, unbelievably, there is another side to the George Santos story. Seriously, unbelievably, you just never. But since we don't talk about it, that's it. You know, it's like, okay, everybody knows the story. So, bye bye,
yeah,
George.
Well, it's free, but reservations are needed. So go to the Colonial Theater site and see. But it should be very interesting.
Yep, agree. All right. You've done a yeoman's job yet again with what's going on out there. And I think that we should thank Mr. Epstein for sparing you.
He still gets a pretty good dinner, even though. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll talk next we'll talk next time. And I'm sure you'll have more.
I'm sure.
All right. Okay. Ruth Epstein, Republican America.